The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, James and Betty share a special message from their past.
And Billy Graham and I are close, and he began to follow me when I was only 19 and became interested. But he called me one night, Betty, you remember, I told you, pretty exciting. He said he thought he had just heard the best message he ever heard.
Stay tuned and discover the true meaning of repentance.
Are caused by your sin. But to repent of your sin is to turn your eyes upon Jesus and give Jesus your life, and then he cleans those things out of your life.
Today, I'm James Robinson, and this is my beautiful wife, and I think you know we have made the point very clear, and we say it with joy. This is our 50th anniversary year, right, married to this beautiful girl, and I am so grateful, and I'm just thrilled, and we're going to be together till Jesus comes to get us, or we go to be with him. And we actually love one another. But what we've done this year is we have reminisced a little bit. And we've gone back and we have actually brought back, many of you may not even know, but I did about 25 to 30 years of citywide crusades. And they weren't weekend like Friday to Sunday. They were Sunday to Sunday and oftentimes extended. Spoke in schools all day long. Preached far more than any human being ever should have preached. 20 million people attended the meetings. It was a marvelously blessed ministry. And Billy Graham and I are close, and he began to follow me when I was only 19 and became interested. He encouraged me throughout the ministry. I told you one of the greatest things he ever said to me was, it not only changed my life, it's changed the lives of Christian leaders all over the world and Christians. He said, I highly suggest you spend time with people you've been taught to avoid. And in so doing, when we found people we had differences, when we really got to know one another and saw Jesus in one another, the Jesus in each of us began to change both of us. And it's happened across the entire body of Christ. And it's phenomenal. But Billy always encouraged me. He actually called me many times and commented on preaching because I did primetime television specials similar to his. But he called me one night, Betty, you remember, I told you, pretty exciting. He said he thought he had just heard the best message he ever heard, and he used more graphic terms than that. And I was curious. I preached it back in the 70s. I was in my early 30s. And out of curiosity, I watched it. And we decided to share it. And when people saw it, they thanked us. Here's the conclusion of that message on repentance.
Most people I face in churches have repented of the consequences of their sin, but they've never repented of their sin. I hope you get the point. To repent of the consequences of your sins, to try to get away from all the bad things that are caused by your sin. But to repent of your sin is to turn your eyes upon Jesus and give Jesus your life, and then he cleans those things out of your life. You see, Jesus said, any man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And he said to his disciples, remember Lot's wife, fellas. Remember Lot's wife? Do you remember? You say, who is she? Lot's wife, I just told you. Lot's wife, what'd she do, Lord? Do you remember I burned Sodom and Gomorrah from the face of the earth? Do you remember that? Oh, yes, Lord, we've read about that, how you burned Sodom and Gomorrah up. You remember Lot's wife? She lived with a righteous husband, the most righteous man on earth at that time. She heard the word all the time. She was surrounded with righteousness. Do you remember when they left the city of Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you remember how wicked the city was? Do you remember that when I sent my angels to be with Lot? Do you remember
that the homosexual stood out in the street and cried out for that strange man, that guest, send him out in the street so that we can lay with him and make love with him, they cried out. Send him out. And you know what they said inside? Let us send out the girls. And they said, no. The men said, no. You send out that man. And God said, I send my fire and I destroy the city with a fervent heat. And he melted it. And he did. But Lot and his wife and his family were leaving that wicked city. God knows it was wicked. Man, it was wicked. And you know what she did? She turned around and looked back. Imagine that. She looked back. She had a longing in her heart for Sodom. You can't imagine how many people here in this place, how many people in America, they've got a longing. They got a longing for impurity. They got a longing for sex sin. They got a longing to satisfy the greed of the heart. They got a longing for it. They're always looking back. And you know why Jesus said, remember her? She was turned immediately when she turned to look back into a pile of salt. Just whoosh, salt. She's gone. You say, why Jesus want us to remember that? Because Lot's wife is a picture of many of you who are surrounded by religion, but your heart longs for the world. You know one way I know I'm a repentant, redeemed sinner, and I'm a sinner. But I've repented, I'm redeemed. You know how I know I am? I wish I could not sin. I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. And someday, my God will send his son and take me where I cannot sin. Jesus is in my heart. Do you understand that? Man, I got rhythm. I've got excitement. I got emotion, but I won't please Jesus. Why? You say, because you're really neat. No, no, because he's really great, and he changed my life. He really did. Folks, it's not what you do. It's not the things you have. It's who has you, who you know personally. You see, repentance is turning to Jesus. Repentance is trusting Jesus. Have you ever done that? I went to see a girl one time because the people asked me to. They said, there's a girl, 15 years old, that wants to meet you. She watches you on television every week, and she has for 3 years. Her name is Pam. And I said, well, I'm very busy. And that week, we had the privilege of breaking all of Elvis Presley's attendance records in the Coliseum in Mobile. Those records will never be broken because we exceeded the fire marshal limit by nearly 3,000 and turned away thousands. And finally, we moved out and went to a stadium with 25,000. And on Saturday that we were leaving the Coliseum, I went to see Pam. You know why I went to see her? Because she had a brain tumor they cut out of her head, and she was dying. When they cut the tumor out, it blinded her in one eye and paralyzed her on one side, and they wanted me to go see her. And I drove way out in the country. And when I walked up to the house, it was a modest place. I went up, knocked on the door, and I walked in, and Pam was in front of me in a chair. No hair on her head, totally bald. They shaved it all off. She had a terrible scar. Chemotherapy had caused her hair to fall out and never grew back. And when I walked in, The left eye was blind, and I was to her left. She couldn't see me. Her mother heard me and came walking in, and she said, Pam, 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 look who's here, Pam. And she came and pushed her head over, and Pam saw me. And when she did, she looked back over to Mama, and she said, Mama, look who came to see me, Mama. Look who came to see me, Mama, look. And I went over, and Pam could move her right hand, and she grabbed my fingers, and boy, did she ever squeeze tight. And her mother stood there, and Pam's house shoes fell off her feet 3 times while I talked to her, because her feet were so thin. She only weighed about 80 pounds. Her mother showed me a whole row of trophies on the mantle. She said, you know, Pam won those trophies swimming 2 years ago? She was a champion athlete. She had long brown hair all down her shoulders. I wish you could have seen her. She's such a beautiful girl. Pam tightened her grip on my fingers. She couldn't date. She couldn't play. She couldn't swim. But I want to tell you this. In the next few minutes, I talked to a little girl that was more full of life than anybody I've ever met. She looked at me and said, isn't God great? Isn't God good? Isn't God wonderful, Mr. Robinson? And there she is, dying. And I said, yes, God's great, God's good. She said, I love Jesus so much. And I finally said, Pam, let me pray with you. And I did my ministerial duty and went beyond. I really had a love for her, you know. And I don't like the word ministerial duty. It makes me kind of sick. But I was trying to get away so I could cry. And I prayed, and just when I got through, I said, amen. And Pam clamped down tighter, and she interrupted my amen with her prayer. Dear God, you're so great. Brain tumor, no hair, paralyzed. You're so great, God. I love you so much, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I turned and walked out of there, and I said to my associate, I said, have you ever seen anybody so full of life? He said, never. There's a girl that was full of Jesus. You know what she did the next night? They brought an ambulance out there on that football stadium field and unloaded that precious girl on a stretcher wrapped in a blanket with a little toboggan overhead. And I sent the microphone down to her. Johnny Cash was sitting on the platform, and he couldn't sing. He started crying so hard, because you see, his 12-year-old brother died when a saw cut him in two. And Johnny watched him die. And Johnny watched him saying, the angels are coming, Mama. The angels are coming. And that night, we nearly lost Johnny Cash for good, because we put the microphone up in Pam's face and said, say a word to the crowd, Pam. 25,000 people. You know what Pam said? God is so good. He's so great. Pretty soon, he's gonna send the angels to take me to heaven. Pam died a week later. God sent the angels to take her to heaven. Friend, that little girl was an illustration of what happens in a person's heart when they've repented. You see, you may not be full of activities, and you may not have possessions, and you may not have pleasures that people see, but you're going to have the life and the joy of God filling your soul. Now listen to me, please. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I can run. I can leap. I'm strong. And I want to tell you, the same joy that filled that girl fills my heart. Because Jesus fills my life. I've repented. I turned my eyes upon Jesus, and he changed my life. Folks, it's real to me. It's not a game. It's real to me. It's not religion. It's not remorse or regret or reform. It's Jesus. His redemptive power changed my walk, my direction, my talk, my life. And he'll do the same for you. please. Please don't hold to religion and miss the joy of knowing Jesus. Too many of you are like Lot's wife. You're still looking back. You have a longing for the world. You know what I have? I have a longing for Jesus. I really do. And I've got things, but they're just dirt. They really are. They're dirt. Jesus, He's the diamond. He's the joy. Have you ever repented? Have you ever really been redeemed? Don't miss it, folks. It's too great.
I pray that you experience the relationship, because all the regret, all the remorse and reform and religion can never substitute for the return of the prodigal to the Father's house with his whole heart. If you want to repent and have a relationship with God, tell him. And the joy that I shared about that girl, that precious girl, can be your joy. Father, I pray for everyone watching who's never repented today, they will. Openly, wholeheartedly, in Jesus' name. If you want someone to pray with you, call the number there on the screen and just say, I want relationship. I'm not going to settle for religion or regret. And let them know. I'll send you a book titled Knowing God as Father. It's a simple study in the Word of God that'll help you get started. And then I want to say to all of you that are watching, we want to ask you to experience the joy of sharing the love of God. I want to show you something. Right here is a little shoe. Looks a little bit like shoes that we often call, you know, slip-on Crocs. But we can get these shoes if we buy them by the thousands for $3.60 a pair. Look at this cute little shoe. Doesn't that just touch your heart to look at it?
I love that.
Makes us think about our grandchildren when they were little, our children when they were. But little feet all over the world, they've never had shoes. And they get infections and cuts, and sometimes they get a worm that actually goes to their brain and comes in through cuts on their feet. We want to give 200,000 pairs for Christmas. We're going to send you this beautiful little Christmas ornament, and it is a little shoe, and that is just beautiful. We're also, with your help, going to give smiles for Christmas by giving surgery where children need it with cleft palate and other needs. I want you to watch very closely. I think you're going to be moved deeply by what you see. I think this is probably one of the most moving things I've ever witnessed. It really inspired me. Watch this.
Over the years, Monica's always been in special ed. Her speech has always improved, because there was a time when she was very young, we didn't even know if she'd ever say her name. We didn't know if she'd ever learn to write her name. This is who Monica has always been since she's been a small child. This is just the first time we've stepped out and let her be herself. She has watched Life Today over and over again, but for some reason, when she saw this mission project, she was really captivated.
She told me, Pastor David, I want to do this for the children. And she was just bubbling over with excitement, with joy.
The morning that Monica got up and on the stage and asked the church family for help was just an awesome feeling for me.
And believe it or not, she stood up in front of this entire church of 300 people and made that same plea to help the children have shoes.
For Monica, it was never about how much money she had raised. I don't think she understood that part. She wanted to know how many children were getting shoes.
And it was amazing, the response. Every Sunday, she would stand in her commons area with her basket, and people would come by and just fill it up. And believe you me, Monica embodies that kingdom of God. She made this church come alive for mission.
She had collected a total of $6,000.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Through all this, I now realize that she has been able to express herself using her own voice and her own words, and not just to one person, but now all around the world. I mean, did I ever think that she would be able to do this? No, but God did, He knew. She's been passionate about it, and she has done it, and she has changed so many children's lives just because of her passion and her love to help someone else. And I just think that it's important that everyone knows that we all have a purpose, and no matter our mental ability or our education or anything, we all have a call and we all have something that we can do.
Please help us, children.
Oh boy. And Monica has given 1,600 pairs of shoes. And that is, does that not bless you to see that, when you see that love? That just is overwhelming. Monica, thank you, sweetheart. And I know you're watching. And it really blesses me and Betty to know that we, along with our wonderful guests, can inspire people to do what we call extend the hands of Jesus and put God's arms around a hurting world. And Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. I can imagine how pleased Jesus is with what Monica did. And I want to ask you, I don't know that you can give 1,600 pairs of shoes, but she did, and nobody thought she could. Whatever you can do, you do. She did. We can give 10 pairs of shoes for $36. $144, we can give 40 children a pair of shoes. And we are praying that many of you will not only help us give shoes, but you will help give smiles for Christmas. There'll be smiles because of shoes, but there are some children who can't smile. Their little faces are so disfigured from cleft palate or other deformities of their little facial features that we can do surgeries, and the average cost, because there are medical doctors that work with us, is $500. $1,000 would give two children smiles. Perhaps you'd do that and give some shoes too. We're sending the beautiful bronze Christian, which is a bronze of a little boy that literally lived in the sewers of Romania. And we moved in years ago, right after the revolution, and began giving these children a home. We built homes for them, and we gave them a future. And Christian was one of them. One of them, our oldest daughter, actually held, like the missionary that's pictured in the bronze. But we're also sending something that we think is quite beautiful. As a matter of fact, it was so popular last year that we went and made another and decided we would just simply give it to everybody who gave any gift. If you just give one pair of shoes, they're $3.60 a pair. We would encourage you, let's give 10 pair if you can. But whatever you can do, it's big to those children. And we're asking you, please, go to the phone, dial that number. If you need prayer, you can always call, and we will gladly pray with you. Our prayer partners love you and care about you. That's why they're there. But would you call today and say, I want to give shoes, just like the beautiful girl that you saw so amazingly expressed with such joy the love of God. If you can give smiles, do that. Take your bank card, use it like a check. You can go online, by the way, lifetoday.org. Make the gift God put on your heart. We'll be looking to find out if you too were moved, inspired by Monica, to do what she did for the glory of our wonderful God and to bless these precious children. Thank you so much for making that call. Thank you for making the gift.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request our 2013 Christmas shoe ornament. This beautifully crafted, antiqued ornament is a unique reminder of your gift for Christmas shoes, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries. And you may request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Christian, by renowned artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I've been talking about the reasons why these children need shoes on their feet. And part of it has been, you know, watching all the dirt and the feces that they're having to step on every day when they have cuts under the soles of their feet. But what I didn't realize is as they're walking these dirt roads that have almost turned into rock, it's like walking on blazing fire. So if you find it in your heart this day, if you're as moved as I am seeing the conditions that these kids are living in, will you pick up the phone, dial Life Outreach International, go online. Whether it's a big gift or a small gift, God sees it, He uses it. And not only that, not only for these three little ones, but we want to put 200,000 pairs of shoes on the feet of children, not only in Central America, but all over the world. And we can only do that if you find it in your heart to give. So join us, join Life Outreach International, and be a blessing.
Just remember, we're going to be sending the beautiful little Christmas ornament that will be a testimony. You will be asked about it, and you can get people to say, we want to do that next year too. Ask for the bronze if you'll help us give a smile, along with shoes, shoes and smiles. The surgeries cost an average of $500. For many, it's a complete life change. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you were blessed by the message. You might tell friends that they can watch the entire message if they want to on lifetoday.org. And we'll have it on there for you. There are some churches that are playing the entire message as a service. And finding people coming to know what repentance really is. God bless you and thanks for watching. Thanks all of you for being here. We love you.
Next week on Life Today, find out why this Victoria's Secret angel gave up her successful career to be a role model for young girls. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.